Welcome back to the podcast. We are talking about depression today and my cure to depression for myself, my clients, my friends, my family, and what has worked 100% of the time in my world. Now, I'm going to have a huge disclaimer at the start of this. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. This is just one random guy's opinion on the internet. So take what I say as a grain of salt. If you are working with a medical professional, if you're working with a therapist, if you're working with someone who is your professional, listen to them. Just take this as another opinion of what's worked well for me and has worked 100% of the time with every single person that I have helped. So with that disclaimer out of the way, this is an open mind. Now I will be sharing what has worked for me, what depression is to me, and what you need to go through to solve depression step by step. You're going to get actionable takeaways from this podcast. I'm going to be sharing with you where these beliefs have come from. I'm going to be sharing with you books, what books to read. I've got them right here. 3 books for you to read, for you to actually continue this journey for your healing, for your mental health, for your spirit, for your soul, for your life. I'm going to be sharing it. I'm going to be laying it all on the lines. What I'm going to encourage you to do, if you disagree with what I say, that's okay. And if you do, I would love for you to share your beliefs in the comments below, and I'd love for you to back up your beliefs because you weren't born with them, you've downloaded them. You didn't wake up believing depression was a certain way. You would have been conditioned through to believe what it is through doctors or the medical system or parents or spiritual teachers, whatever it may be. So I'm going to share with you where my beliefs have come from, who I got them learnt from, what it used to be, because I used to think it was something very different to what it is now. And I'm going to give you actionable steps of what you can do to actually work through it. If that sounds alive to you, this podcast is for you. Sit back, strap in. Let's have some fun. If you could like the video and subscribe, that means a lot as well. Let's rock and roll. So firstly, let's define, in my view of things, what is depression? This is my answer, and this is how I view things. Depression, the feeling of depression, it is firstly a feeling. It's not something you have. You don't have depression. It's like you say, I have happiness or I have sadness. No, you feel it. You experience it. I feel depressed sometimes. I feel down. I feel sad. I feel anxious. I feel overwhelmed. I feel angry. But I also feel love. I feel joy. I feel abundant. I feel all spectrums of being a human being. So it's not something you have. It's not something you're born with. It's not something that you get. You don't catch it like you catch a flu. It's something that you experience. It's an experience of being a human being. That is the first thing. Now, I have two kind of definitions of them, or they overlap each other, but this is my definition of it. Depression, or the feeling of being depressed, is feedback. I'm just going to keep it like that. Super simple. Depression is feedback, and it's feedback for two things. What are those two things? First thing is that you are comparing your current life to an expectation of what life should be. I'll say it again. Depression is feedback that you are comparing your current life, your current reality, to what you think life should be, an expectation of what life should be. You expect, or you think, that your parents shouldn't have split up, that you should be doing better financially, that that person shouldn't have cheated on you, that that person shouldn't have abused you, or whatever it may be. You have an expectation that you're comparing your current life to, and that delta, that gap, where you're like, oh my God, my life should be like this, but it's not, so I feel shit. And you do that for a long enough period, transmutes or becomes quite a label that you give yourself as, I'm depressed because I'm comparing what my life is right now to what I think it should be. I shouldn't be this. I shouldn't have gone through this. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever your story is, right? Whatever your comparison is. The second part to that line, it's feedback. Depression is feedback that you are comparing your life to an expectation. And the second part, it is feedback that you are not prioritizing yourself. I talk about values a lot. I'm about to talk about values in this video. It is feedback that you are not prioritizing your own values. I'm going to come back to that point in a second. I'm now going to share with you my top 3 books that you can go read, because I'm going to share the book, the main takeaways of the book, and then I'm going to give you the implementable steps you can do, okay? So first things first, the first book I would read on this topic is this one here, The Values Factor by Dr. John DeMartini, The Secret to Creating an Inspired and Fulfilling Life. That is the first book I would read. Okay. What are values? In the short version, it's the areas of life that truly fulfill you. It's not things like loyalty or honesty or freedom. People say, I value freedom. You don't value freedom. Freedom gives you the ability to prioritize your values. Simple example. I give you right now $1 billion and you never have to work ever again in your life. You can sit back and chill out for the rest of your life. Would you then go sit on your couch and watch Netflix for the rest of your life? No, you wouldn't. But you said you valued freedom, right? That's what you wanted. No, you wanted freedom so you could go live out your values. If you value family, you're going to go hang out with your family. You'll take your family for a trip around the world if you might. If you value experiences and travel, you'll go buy some plane tickets and go traveling. If you value your health, you're going to buy the world's best supplements. You're going to buy or pay for the world's best personal trainer, sign up to the best gyms or whatever. If you value learning, you're going to pay for the best coaches and masterminds and courses in the world because you value learning. You do your values. How do you do freedom? You can't. You can't do it, so it's not a value. So I'm not going to go too ranty on that. But the first thing to understand for me when it comes to depression is that you are not prioritizing your values. You're not being yourself. Who here has heard the quote before? You must fill up your cup before you fill up other people's cups. Most people have heard some version of that. It's like the cliche oxygen mask when you're on your when you're flying on a plane, when like there's turbulence or the plane's going to crash and the oxygen mask fall down. What do they say? Do they tell you to put the oxygen mask on your kid first and then yourself? No, they say the opposite. Put your own mask on first. You must look after yourself before you look after others. What that translates to in my world is living to your values, prioritizing your values, doing what's most fulfilling and important to you first so you can be the best version of you for others. I'll give you a live example of this. One of my first clients that I ever worked with in the mindset space and what I do now, it was like week 4 of working with her. And on week 1, I always do values. It's the first thing I do because it's a process and it's pretty simple. You can do it in like sort of 20, 30 minutes. I teach people how to do this. So I do that on the first session. And then we get on, I think it was week 3 or week 4. I can't remember which week it was. This was about four years ago now. And we jump on the call and I ask her, I say, Liv, her name was Olivia. I said, Olivia, how are you feeling today? On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you personally? And she says 3. I'm like, well, that's not a very good number. I said, okay, why is that? She's like, I don't know. I just feel shit. I'm beating myself up. My self-worth is really low right now. Okay, that's interesting. Let's go through your top 3 values. Your top 3 are the most important. So what's your first value? Hers was friendships. That was her first value. I said, great. How have your friends been this week? Have you caught up with your friends? Have you spoken to them? No, I haven't spoken to any of them and I haven't caught up with any of them. Interesting. That's your first clue. Second was business. I said, great. How's your business been? Have you worked on your business? Have you prioritized your business this week? She said, no, haven't done anything for my business. I've made excuses. I just haven't done it this week. There you go. There's your second clue. Third, health. I said her third value was health. I said, great. What have you done for your health this week? So I haven't done anything for my health this week. I haven't gone to the gym. I've eaten like shit. And I'm like, well, surprise, fucking surprise. You feel like shit. You feeling shit, doubting yourself, beating yourself up, and feeling depressed is feedback that you're not prioritizing yourself. Do this simple exercise for me right now. Just think about right now, the top 3 to 5 areas of life that are important to you. They will roughly be what your values are, very roughly. Obviously, it's nice to define them clearly, but just think about them roughly. It might be relationships, it might be your kids, it might be family, it might be your business, it might be learning, it might be your wealth, it might be traveling, it might be nature, it might be animals, something. It'd be hopefully one of your values within what I just gave you as an example. Just think of the areas that light you up the most. They're so meaningful for you. They're so fulfilling to you. They light your fucking soul on fire. Think of those areas right now and maybe comment them down below and I can give you some feedback if they're values or not. Think of those areas right now. Now, picture that you never get to fucking prioritize those things ever again. You never get to do them. Pretend all of those areas you just thought about were turning to shit. Your health was turning to shit. Your finances were turning to shit. You weren't prioritizing your friendships. You weren't prioritizing your health, your money, whatever it is, whatever your values are, they were all going poorly or really terribly. How the fuck would you feel? You would feel horrible. You would feel shit. You would feel down. And if you do it for a long enough period of time, you feel fucking depressed. You're just not looking after yourself. Like I'm being pretty brutal. I'm speaking pretty passionately into it because I got diagnosed with it. I got recommended to take medications for it. I'm grateful like my parents said no to that. My fucking brother who was at my house yesterday attempted suicide more than once because he was depressed. And we didn't know the answers to it. So I'm fucking passionate about this shit because medications do not solve the root cause. Medications, they numb the symptoms, which is okay if you're in a dark space and you need to get through the dark space and you need some help to get through it. That's the only time I personally view that medications are useful. Because if you're just taking something to numb a symptom, you're never solving the root fucking cause. The root cause of you feeling depressed is you're just not being who you are, prioritizing who the fuck you are, and expressing who you are. The opposite of depression is expression. Express who the fuck you are and be who you are and you'll feel amazing. So that's my kind of rant over. So if you want to overcome depression, super simply, know your values and actually live to them. Wow, that sounds so fucking mind-blowing and simple because it is. A big one, a lot of mothers will relate to this point. You'll notice there's only a few times in life, quote, that you need to put other people's needs ahead of your own. One of those is children, because babies are literally codependent or completely dependent on their mother. So mother and father, mainly mother, depending, obviously, I won't go into that, but someone, a caretaker, needs to put another human being's needs ahead of their own. That's why mum guilt comes up a lot. That's why postnatal depression comes up a lot, because you're literally forcing someone else's needs and expectations and values ahead of your own. So you lose yourself and you're like, oh my God, I don't know who I am anymore. I feel like shit. I'm depressed. I'm not enjoying my life. Because you've just had to fucking put another human being's values ahead of your own. Of course. That makes so much sense once you understand it right. So that the first thing to literally move the needle the most is to understand your values. You can read this book. It's called The Values Factor. You can go through it there. I teach it. I think I teach it in a more simple way because I like to simplify things. Know your values and live to them. That will honestly take care of 90% of people, 95% of people who are experiencing depression. It has worked 100% of the time for me and my clients. I've got testimonials of clients who were suicidal, who had attempted suicide, who had been depressed, and they are now happy, fulfilled, and loving their fucking life because they know their values. I also do purpose. I also do mission and vision, but values moves the needle the most. Anyways, rant over. That was only the first book. Second book, You're Not Broken, How to Break Free from Trauma and Reclaim Your Life. That is the second book that I would recommend reading. And I'll be quicker with this because this video will go for a while. She talks about three things that really sticks out to me. So Dr. Sarah Woodhouse, she talks about trauma, traumatic reactions, and triggers. I'm going to fly through this, so you might want to listen to this back. So trauma is an event that we go through. It's too much, too soon, too frequently, etc. We feel overwhelmed. We feel threatened, we experience pain, and it's too much for us to handle. So that's why we have more trauma when we're younger, because we have less ability to look after ourselves, defend ourselves, and feel safe. Now, you've got traumatic reactions. That is the coping mechanism or the way that you react when the trauma happened. And then a trigger sets it off. Simple example. You get attacked by a dog when you're younger, okay? That's the trauma. You feel unsafe, you feel threatened, you're literally feeling hurt and in danger. Your traumatic reaction in that case might be to feel anxious. You feel anxiety because you feel unsafe. That's pretty normal. Now, the trigger, if you haven't healed through the trauma, is a dog walks up to you or you see a dog, it will trigger the traumatic reaction of anxiety. Why am I sharing this with you? Say you've gone through an event when you were younger, you've gone through some trauma, your parents were fighting, you went through financial hardship, someone bullied you, something happened that was traumatic to you. Your traumatic reaction may be depression. You might default to it because when you're triggered, you regress back to who you were at the time where you went through the trauma. That's why your coping mechanism or your traumatic reaction gets activated. So let's use an example. So say you're at school, or let's use mum and dad. You're growing up and mum and dad were fighting and you felt, and I can relate to this because this was like me. And then I used to disassociate and go into my bedroom, but my traumatic reaction wasn't depression, but it could be depression. You could get very depressed over that because you have an expectation that your parents should be happy, lovey-dovey, all that stuff, and it's not matching that. So you feel depressed that mum and dad are fighting. So now when you see or experience conflict, you get triggered and it triggers depression. It's like you've got a button that triggers depression in you. It's a wound you haven't healed through. So the reason I'm sharing this book again for trauma, traumatic reactions and triggers, if you've got a traumatic reaction or a coping mechanism, which is depression, and you've got a trigger or many triggers to trigger that, then it's just going to be triggering that feeling in you all the fucking time. What do you do about that? Go through and heal the trauma. Go heal the wound, because once the wound's healed, it can't trigger you anymore. Now, are you ever fully healed? No, there's always more healing to do, but you become more and more healed the more healing and inner work that you do. How do you do inner work? Great question. Here comes the last book, The Breakthrough Experience, Dr. John DeMartini. He talks about, I'll go back to this book for a second. So Dr. Sarah Woodhouse, I like her definition in here of trauma. Now, I have a variation on it because I think there's another layer you can go to it. But she says, trauma is unprocessed memories. I really like that. I'll say that again. Trauma is unprocessed memories. Now, I like that. However, you can have trauma which is not mental. So there's four bodies. There's actually five, but we use four bodies of how to heal. There's mental body, which is memories and perceptions and beliefs and all that stuff. You've got physical body, your soma. If you've heard of somatic healing before, soma means body. So you've got physical body. You can have stored trauma and stored emotions in your cells. The issues are in the tissues. It's a good way to remember it. Third is the emotional body. That's your nervous system. So you could have stored emotions inside of your nervous system. And then the fourth body is your spiritual body. That's more of a spiritual awakening and spiritual expanding, consciousness expanding body. So the reason why I like the definition that trauma is unprocessed memories, my iteration of that is trauma is unprocessed experiences. Because you might have an experience that you can't remember. If something traumatic happened to you when you're in your mum's womb space, or before the ages of three, or even later, but let's say before the ages of three for this video, that would be known as precognitive trauma, meaning you can't fucking remember it. So if it's an unprocessed memory and you have no memory of it because it's happened before you can think, how the fuck do you heal it? The DeMartini method in this case, so the reason I was sharing this book, The Breakthrough Experience, DeMartini, Dr. John DeMartini, has his method called the DeMartini method, where it goes through step by step, question by question, how to process and integrate any perception, any memory, any trauma that you can think of. If your dad beat you up, if someone abused if you were sexually assaulted, if you were abandoned, if you were cheated on, if you were lied to, if you went through a war, if you went through murder, if you went through literally anything you can remember, his process mentally will get rid of it. Will not get rid of it. Will process it. Because trauma is unprocessed memories. How do you process memories? Use this method. It's my favorite method mentally to help people heal. But there's more bodies to heal through. Because it might be stored in your soma. It might be in your nervous system. It might be a spiritual block that you're experiencing. That's where you want to use different tools. That's where I talk about, I love this quote. I overuse it, but I'm going to use it again. Some people say, what's the best way to heal? Now, the quote that I used to teach this is, Bruce Lee was credited to this quote. There's no ultimate martial art, only the ultimate martial artist who knows every single martial art and knows when to pull from the right one at the right time to get the right result. That's how I view healing. Healing has many fucking modalities. I did a post on my Instagram the other day and I said, because I'm writing a book at the moment, a little teaser, I'm writing a book at the moment. And I'm in that book, I'm going to be having a list of every modality of how to heal that I can find. And I did a post saying, what's your favorite types of healing modalities? I listed like three or four that I've tried and that I've been trained in. And literally, there's like, I think 300 comments or 400 comments on that post. And there's some modalities I've never fucking heard of before. There's obviously traditional therapy. There's plant medicine. There's DeMartini facilitation. There's NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, Reiki healing, sound healing, grounding, meditation, quantum healing. There's all these things, crystal healing, astrology healing. There is so much fucking shit. There's so many ways to heal. So that's where if one modality isn't working, say you haven't got the memory of it because it's precognitive, or maybe you just can't fucking remember what it was. It might be ancestral. It might be passed down through your genes, right? And that's what I mean. You won't be able to remember it. If that's the case, this won't work. If you've got any mental memories that have hurt you, this person wronged you, you fucking hate this person fucked you up, or whatever it is, you've got some blame and you've got some emotional charge towards someone, this process will work. It works 100% of the time. However, if there's other bodies that need healing, you need to then try different modalities. Breath work is fantastic. Reiki healing is fantastic. Sound healing is fantastic. Plant medicine is fantastic. There's so many ways to heal. So kind of rant over. Let's go back to the core of this video. The cure to depression in my world is two things. Number one, it is comparing your life to what you think it should be. Your current life to what you think it should be. And it's creating a lopsided perception. That's where the DeMartini process, balances the perception. So then you see the divine grace and perfection and wholeness and completeness of what life truly is. There's this beautiful interview from Oprah Winfrey from years and years ago. And she got interviewed and she asked, what helped you with your journey the most? What gave you the most amount of like drive and what was the best? I forget what the actual specific question was, but it was along the lines of like, what's helped you become who you are the most? What's given you the most amount of strength and drive and grit, and what's made you who you are today, essentially? And her answer shocked all the interviewers and all the people there. And she said, being sexually assaulted. She was abused sexually. She was raped, I think it was like half a dozen times in her upbringing. And most people that hear that, it shocks them. And why does she say that? Because it gives her more fucking strength than people that haven't been through that and been able to come through the other side. Oprah is one of the most fucking inspiring women that I've ever studied, ever seen. And she inspires the shit out of me. How can she go through sexual assault many times and say that's the best thing that's ever happened to her? Because it's given her the fucking gift of strength, the gift of hunger, the gift of wanting to fucking do something about it. So I'm kind of going on a rant. I'm going to wrap this all up. Depression, the cure to depression in my world. Number one, live to your values. How do you do that? I can teach you how to do that. You can go on my podcast. I've done a free training. It's episode 200 of this podcast that you're listening to right now. Just go to episode 200. Watch the training. I go through how to do it step by step. I also have a more in-depth version of that inside of my conscious community, which I'll let you know about at the end. Or you can work with me one-on-one. I can also show you how to do that. So get clear on your values and live to them. It sounds so fucking simple, but most people don't know their values and don't actually live to them. Do that. Number two is heal through the wounds that are triggering depression in you. If you have past trauma, past wounds, which everyone does, and it is linked emotionally to depression, then when you get triggered, you're going to feel depressed. So you want to heal through that wound so it starts triggering that feeling in you. Do those two things and it will solve your depression. There's also the angle of maintenance. So I talk about cleaning up and maintaining. So maintenance can also be health. So going to the gym, eating good food, getting good sleep, drinking good water, grounding and disconnecting from all this high frequency life that we live in, and like regulating your nervous system. So those are also things that I recommend doing. But the values and the healing will move the block and move the needle the most in this context. That is me done. I would love to know your thoughts. I'd love to know your takeaways. If you disagree with me, total respect. I totally get it. I'd love to know below why you disagree with me, where your beliefs have come from. Has it come from a GP that's just telling you to take medications to which they get a commission from and that's influenced by Big Pharma? That's interesting. That's something to think about. Where have your beliefs come from? My big ones have come from NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, Dr. John DeMartini, values, and all the study that I've done. That's my view on it, and it's worked 100% of the time. If anyone here is experiencing depression, message me. And if you're open-minded, you can drag a horse to water, you can't make a drink. If you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. Hear what I just said. If you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. It's kind of like, I'll prove to you how fucked up I am. If you like that, and if you're not ready to change, I'm not looking for an argument. If you're looking for help and you're open-minded and you're willing to be challenged, because obviously a bit of challenge is needed sometimes, then send me a DM. I'll show you how to do it. Join my conscious community. It's literally $49 a month. Cancel whenever the fuck you want. And that, like, I show you how to do this shit step by step by step by step by step. It is fucking straightforward if you're willing to do the work. Thank you for being here. Leave your thoughts below. Share this with a friend as well. Share this on your social media. Give me a tag. I fucking love you. If you're interested in working with me, check the links down below. I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.